Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The vast majority of corporation tax receipts come from a handful of American companies based here. It's because of that overdependence that the increasingly unreliable behavior of the American administration that small businesses need to be encouraged and fostered to avoid what ISME refers to as sleepwalking into economic peril. The small business lobby group also wants a so-called reset on the national minimum wage calculation. Neil MacDonald is the chief executive of ISME and is on the line. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with what does that reset in the national minimum wage calculation mean?
Well, not to bore your listeners at this early stage of the morning, but how the national minimum wage is technically set is by looking at income comparators across the economy. And we have certain numbers of people who occupy certain employments. We have people in the private sector, people in the public sector, in large companies, medium companies and small companies. And what we're saying is that in the longer run, we want to satisfy ourselves that because we're striving towards a percentage of the median wage, and that's the legislative goal of the Low Pay Commission to get to 60% of median within a certain time, and there has been an element of slippage in that required by the Department of Enterprise, we just need to see that that median wage is accurately reflected by the baskets of people that do the different jobs in the economy, most of whom actually work, the vast majority of whom, over 60%, work in small and medium enterprises.
Yeah, and I know that you're part of the Low Pay Commission, so you can't comment too much on that issue. Among your asks for the forthcoming budget are tax incentives to build more houses. If it was that easy, don't you think the government would have done it earlier?
Unfortunately not, Joe. And, you know, what you have seen, what we collectively have seen over the last number of years is a very large increase in demand that has not been met by supply. Now, yeah, you're going to tell me that's stating the obvious, but the issues we, sorry, the measures that government has taken to tackle that have been largely demand-side based. In other words, looking at things like regulation, taxation, housing assistance, payments and stuff like that. What we're saying is when you have a supply-side problem, 80 to 90% of your budgetary efforts have to be directed at the supply side. And we have removed all those incentives over the last number of years to provide accommodation, with the result that both the institutional landlords and the small landlords have exited the market. And the only people providing accommodation now are actually, believe it or not, employers. So we need to get back to a situation where the private sector needs to be able to fill the gaps that the local authorities and the state can't fill. And that is going to mean some pretty ambitious changes to the tax structure for those who let property.
Now, in your budget submission, you talk about a standing public pay commission. Does that mean you want to curb civil servants' pay?
Not at all. A standing public sector pay commission would probably mean that in some areas public sector pay would rise. But what it does mean is that the culture of one size fits all would not apply. The rules would be as they are in the private sector, the laws of supply and demand and the three R's, recruitment and retention, sorry, the two R's, recruitment and retention. And where there isn't a problem with recruitment and retention, there isn't a salary problem. That second piece is not recognized in the state at the moment, and we tend to work on these global pay rises across the whole public sector, even where it's not appropriate. Unfortunately, the state just can't afford that anymore.
Okay, and very briefly, any thoughts on the action plan which was published yesterday afternoon from the government?
Well, first of all, we're absolutely delighted to see that action plan consolidate in one place the measures that need to be taken. It is a very comprehensive plan. What we want to see now is execution. We have so many plans, we have so many consultations, we have so many working groups. What we want to see government deliver, and the prime levers, the prime departments to deliver on that, are going to be the Department of Finance, the Department of Public Expenditure, the Department of Enterprise, and the Department of Justice on the legal and construction side. We just need to see an action plan followed in a relatively short period of time.
Thanks, Neil. That's Neil MacDonald there, the Chief Executive of ISME.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.